You may not know this, but our relationship goes all the way back to 1990. I was in seminary. Kathy and I were, Matt was born, Andy was born. I was in seminary in Myerstown, Pennsylvania. We lived in Morgantown, and we had this thing called pulpit exchange. And someone said to me, well, you're going to go to Boyertown, and the guy at Boyertown, Kevin Leibensberger, is going to come to Morgantown. And I said, where's Boyertown, and who's Kevin Leibensberger? And the person said, you'll find out soon enough. So Kevin, delightful man, was a pastor here for 21 years, came and spoke at Morgantown and loved being in a little church back then, Morgantown. We might have had 50 people. He had a great experience. I came up here with Kathy. We realized, wow, Boyertown isn't really that far away. You just take 23 east and come north on 100, and here we are. This building was not built. We met over in what is now the Fellowship Hall. There were two services. Kevin Leibensberger was the pastor. My friend Pat Tieford was his associate. And I preached that day and had a great day, great experience. And I went home, and Kevin and I, that kind of sparked a little friendship, a little conversation, common ground then over the years. But I never thought, ever in 1,000 years, that I would be the pastor here someday. But God had different ideas. And here I am, and here I go. Don't blink, because your life is just like that. I've entitled this message, my last message here, A Holy Partnership. That's what I believe the partnership is between a pastor and his church. A holy partnership. I look to the timeless words of the Apostle Paul as we depart. And they're so fitting. Philippians chapter 1, looking at verses 3 to 11. Paul's writing from prison. But listen to what he says, and this is my heart for you. This was his heart for them. These are timeless words, words that I feel with great emotion this morning. Paul said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And whenever I pray for you all, my prayers are always joyful because of the part you have taken in the work of the gospel from the first day until now. Of this I am confident, he writes, that he who started a good work in you will bring it to completion by the day of Christ Jesus. It is only natural that I should feel this way about you all, because I have great affection for you. You all have shared in this ministry with me. And this is my prayer then, that your love may grow even richer in knowledge and insight of every kind, enabling you to learn by experience what things really matter. And so as I think of this passage, there is a trajectory here in Paul's heart that shoots straight to heaven. And he begins by remembering them with a thankful heart. And Kathy and I, that is our feelings exactly. We remember with a thankful heart these years. Our memories evoke in us a deep and satisfying gratitude. Remembering the providential circumstances that brought us here. We had no intention of leaving our church in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. We knew where Boyertown was 10 years ago. We had been here before, like I said. It just never occurred to us that we would be your pastor. I had no idea that the ice house even existed. I didn't. But then one day I received a phone call. And so began the conversations with your leaders. And as that process went on, it became clear, not immediately, but as the process went on, it became clear that God was putting us together. That's the only explanation that I have, that it was God who put us together. And it was for such a time as this, these 10 years. And so I say, glory be to God. John Piper said this about God's providence and about memories and remembering. He said, and I quote, "It's important to look back at your life with the same astonishment and gratitude for the invisible hand of God masterfully weaving the tapestry of your life. We live forward, but we understand backwards. Events that at the time seemed so contingent, so accidental, from your vantage point, now seem to involve a gracious, providential work of a sovereign God. He knew it all along, and he puts people in your life. He put us in this room today. God, in his sovereign rule and understanding and knowledge over all things and power over all things, knew exactly who would be sitting where they were sitting today. He knew who you would run into. He knew who you would shake hands with. He knew we would be together for these years before the creation of the world. This is true. And Kathy and I are so grateful for all the experiences that we've had here at Trinity Church and in the Boyertown community. It was wonderful watching for 10 years as children grew up, became adults. Some of you here, when we started, were in second grade. You just graduated. We're thankful. We're thankful for your kindness to us. We're thankful for your prayers and your friendship, for the friendships that have grown through these years. And people who have come in all along the way. It's been a joy to know you and to, in many cases, spend time with you and hear your stories and see the work of God in your life. Some of you during these years came to know Jesus and have grown. And your life is very different now than it was when you first came to faith. And so I thank you. I'm full of joy. And just like Paul was, he said, "I will pray for you all, and my prayers will be joy-filled." Why did he say that? Why did Paul say that? Why did he say that my prayers will be joy-filled? He said that because of the role you have played in the work of the gospel from the first day until now. And yes, you tolerated my creative sermons and my love for the Steelers. But it wasn't all one way. I think so many things that I've learned here that I can take to the next assignment. It's a smaller church. It's going to require a much more of a community presence. I'm not even sure. I might be like leading the entire service plus preaching the sermon. I told Lynn, I said, I have been writing just about everything Lynn Miller says during a worship service. I've been writing it down. I am stealing it from you. And I am going to use your material. I'm going to get up and say, here is some news you can use. Okay? And I'm going to try to get out of it as soon as I can, but I think I'm going to lead hymns for a while. But I'm going to get somebody to do that just like you, buddy. Pastor Lynn Miller. Pastor Don McHenry. These years have been so meaningful. Jackie Iatessa. Future joy-filled praying. That's the way that I will pray as I pray for you, with joy. Joy-filled praying, because our labor together for the gospel was not in vain. It was not in vain. It has yielded fruit. And like any ministry, much of it is yet to be seen. This has been a holy partnership. And that's what a relationship between a pastor and a congregation is. And so Paul says, of this I am confident. There is a confidence in his speaking and in his praying. And that confidence is simply this, that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, who started a good work in you, will bring it to completion by the day of Christ Jesus. God, who is at work in your life, through your conversion and the sanctifying of your souls, he will finish the job. He will finish the work that he started. He started it. He'll finish it. See, here's the truth. Here's the confidence that Paul has. The great shepherd is not leaving. Only this one. Hebrews 13:20. You have a great shepherd, the Jesus Christ, died, risen from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep. You have a great shepherd. You cannot put your final hope in any man, but you have a great shepherd. Will Martin, Kevin Livensberger, John Friedland, Gary Bosler, Craig Lahr, Dale Miller, they are not the great shepherd. Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep, and you cannot put your final hope in any man, only him. I just love that phrase, great shepherd. Jesus knows there are a lot of sub-shepherds like myself, frail, sinful, fallible, doing the best that we can. But Jesus is the great shepherd. John Friedland can go. Jesus will never go. He will never fail. He will never leave you or forsake you. And so Paul says, it's only natural that I should feel like this about you all, because I have great affection for you. You all have shared in this ministry with me. And this ministry was multifaceted. I think of Vacation Bible School. Wonderful work. And oh my. I remember that moment. Let's go back to the picture before it. I just want to say, take my hat off to, you know, every year, 100 different volunteers. And Colleen Hoffman, Kathy Friedland, their leadership for Vacation Bible School, your reputation and ministry in Vacation Bible School just speaks powerfully throughout this region. Mission trips, wasn't terribly long ago, Matt Kumpf led us down to Mississippi. And there we are after a meal one day. That's Matt Kumpf and Cliff Cleaver and Jack Ellis and myself, and there's Kevin. It was a great week. The sportsman's banquet. Every year we bless the family. There I am standing with a family with a child who's terminally ill. We sent them on a fishing trip. Just wonderful experiences. One of my favorites, one of my most meaningful experiences. Next slide. And Dale and Elizabeth married a little over a year ago. We share the same anniversary. So there I am on my anniversary, helping them begin to celebrate theirs. That was a great day for Kathy and I. It's only natural that I should feel like this about you, because I have such great affection for you. And so Paul says, this is my prayer. And this is you know, the main thing in life is to keep the main thing, the main thing. And so Paul says, this is my prayer, that your love may grow even richer in knowledge and insight of every kind as time goes on, enabling you to learn by experience what things really matter. And as I got up this morning and came over and turned the lights on, and what I usually do on Sunday morning, I walked around this sanctuary, I touched every pew, I prayed for every one of you. And I thought to myself, 10 years, don't blink. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your life running after money or popularity or material things. You're going to leave it all behind. What you take with you, your relationships, what you did for Jesus, how you invested your life for what will matter in eternity is what's important. And so that's why Paul prays with such joy, because these people have done just that with him. They have shared in that experience, and you have shared in that experience with Kathy and I, and we thank you so much for that. And you're loved and you're appreciated. I ask that you would pray with me. God, I thank you for this holy partnership. And I pray that what we have experienced together would only be the beginning of what the Holy Spirit is about to do and yet to do among these people in this place, in this community. I pray for the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit upon staff and leadership and congregants. And I thank you so much for bringing them into our lives. And pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.